Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today, as this is a Monday podcast episode where we focus on a specific astrology topic. And today we're going to look at the Scorpio solar eclipse occurring at 2 degrees of Scorpio in your chart, what this is opening up within you, what you're connecting with, what the themes are now that are emerging. And this is a partial solar eclipse and a new eclipse point, meaning we have not had an eclipse at 2 degrees of Scorpio before. So we're working with new energies in our consciousness as well as in our astrology charts. Previously, we have had Scorpio eclipses in the early degrees between 0 and then 4 degrees of Scorpio. So this is the first time we're having it at 2 degrees of Scorpio, and that is significant. It's also loosely connected with the South Node. Now, the South Node is at 13 degrees of Scorpio, so it's not conjunct this partial solar eclipse, but it's working with the energies of the South Node, and we're going to discuss that more in today's show. In fact, we have a lot to go into around this eclipse energy signature. In addition to this being a new eclipse point, there is the strong energy of Venus in Scorpio as well. Now, Venus is conjunct both the Sun and the Moon at the time of the eclipse, but a few days before this eclipse energy occurs, we have a new Venus star point where Venus is exactly conjunct the Sun at 29 degrees of Libra, which is an astrological sign that Venus rules. So basically, October 22nd until October 25th is a big energy period around both Libra and Scorpio energies, and then we bring in the influence of Venus. So this starts to paint a picture for us around what the big themes are with this solar eclipse, as well as tapping into the clear energy signature of Venus. Now, both Libra and Scorpio are relational energies, how we interact, share, and exchange energies with others. And then we bring in Venus, which is the more personal relationship energy signature. And we start to see that this solar eclipse is about relationship dynamics. And in that energy signature with the South Node, as well as in the Venus star point energies, what we're looking at is really getting into the heart, the deeper core of energies in your life, and where perhaps you're seeing a transformational process within yourself, maybe what you're opening up to emotionally, where you're stepping in to more of your power, and also realizing what has not been good for you, what has not been good for you, perhaps at an emotional level, at a psychological level, at a heart level, because Venus carries the energy signature of what we need to receive in order to feel love, as well as how we give love, how we offer it, how we experience those dynamics. Venus is also connected to feminine energies, females in your life, whether they are siblings or coworkers or friendships. It's also about how you feel strong, clear, and worthy of being seen for who you really are. And Venus wants to give us the confidence to tap into that energy signature, to feel strong and worthy of receiving in whatever ways that works for you. But we have an interesting story unfolding here where the Venus star point at 29 degrees of Libra is when Venus is conjunct the Sun. And this is called a full Venus or superior conjunction. And it relates to how the Venus star point occurs within 2 or 3 degrees every 4 years and every 8 years. Now, I know this can get confusing, so I'm going to just try to simplify it. essentially, this Venus star point is when Venus is at her fullness. She is direct, conjunct the sun in Libra, that relates to an energy from 4 years ago in October 2018 when Venus was retrograde conjunct the sun, and that was a new Venus, also called an inferior conjunction. So 4 years ago, something was revealed or opened up to you in the late degrees of Libra, early degrees of Scorpio. And this was the beginning phase. Again, it was a new Venus, similar to a new moon or a lunar cycle. And that was, again, 4 years ago, October 2018. And now here it is, 4 years later. Venus is in her fullness now. She's direct instead of retrograde. She's conjunct the sun again. And in her fullness, she's realizing something. So this is built into the energy of the Scorpio solar eclipse. Powerful realizations around both Libra and Scorpio themes that you have been working with in relationships, in collaborations, co-creations, how you're sharing and exchanging energies. And this is a very powerful time period where there could be some type of illumination of what you have been unconsciously going into or repeating in relationships, that now you're ready to claim your power in a new way. You're ready to step into the fullness of what your heart needs, of what you're ready to experience or participate in, of how you want to contribute and show up. And again, that's because both Libra and Scorpio are energies where we share with one another. There's interactions here. This is how you do relationships, and it's what comes up within you. Perhaps what you unconsciously shut down or where you feel triggered, or perhaps to open and share and want to go deeper in those connections. And so this is where we're looking at how we do relationships. And this solar eclipse, because it coincides with powerful Venus energy, again, Venus in her fullness, Venus in her realizations, Venus stepping into her power, there's something here that is being brought up to our consciousness that we're meant to look at and face. Now, because we're talking about a Scorpio solar eclipse and the Venus star point energy at the same time, I want to keep it as clear as I can in how the energies progress and move forward. So the Venus star point on October 22nd at 29 degrees of Libra is where Venus is very strong because she's in one of her home signs. And think of that conjunction with the sun as bringing in new downloads, light codes, transmissions, power, life force around what that Venus in Libra has realized. And that's at a critical degree as well, 29 degrees of Libra, the very end of Libra. So a place of mastery, graduation, understanding, perhaps even seeing how particular soul contracts have played out for you in relationships. What have those patterns been? What has been working successfully? What is strong? What gives you life? And conversely, what is no longer working? What is no longer satisfying or connecting to who you are now? So Venus conjunct the sun in Libra at 29 degrees can really awaken some powerful insights into the relational dynamics that you've been involved in. And maybe you're seeing something in yourself that is bringing you into greater internal harmony. Maybe you're also seeing where you have over-invested, over-given, oversupplied, overdone relationships in order to maintain them. And you're saying, no, not anymore. I can't do that. That isn't how I want to contribute. That is not the energy exchange I want. So there could be a realization of what is out of balance, as well as giving you insights into where the harmony is in place or where you feel an equilibrium. you could understand where you want to invest more energy. And this is a key word with Venus, invest, where you invest your energy, you invest your time, you invest your love, you invest your connection. Maybe you can see what has been equally invested, especially in terms of friendships that are working for you. Or maybe it's family relationships, or maybe it's a partnership, a marriage, a spouse, a companion, a lover, where it's equal investment, and how that is working, or how it's not quite exactly what you need or want. And so Libra opens up the ability to discuss how to change that, how to show up in these connections with the ability to share what you need, what is correct for you, what feels good for you, whether that is your love language or whether that is a particular understanding of your attachment style. Maybe there's things here that you're understanding about how relationships work for you. And so not only could you look at your energy field in regards to relationships by looking at your love language, by assessing your attachment style, there are 4 attachment styles that you could investigate or look into. Also pulling in your human design energy signature, as well as your astrological energy signature, that is going to show you more of the fullness of how relationships operate in the best way for you and how they are correct, meaning how they are energetically correct. And so this is important when we're talking about Venus in Libra and Scorpio, because again, this is where Venus is actively exchanging her energies with others, those outside of your own energy field. So we have this Venus star point. And by the way, I've talked about the Venus star point a number of times. You can go back to 2018, October 2018, which is when I did a podcast for you on the Venus star points. And this is relevant right now because, as I mentioned, the Venus star point energy is alive here in October 2022 from when it was initiated October 2018. So now we have a solar eclipse in the mix. And a Scorpio solar eclipse is intense. It is meant to show us something within our psyche, within the deeper caves and the hidden realms of our own unconsciousness, where we tap into how our energy has been working in ways that we weren't aware of. But a solar eclipse is designed to connect you with more of these parts of yourself so that you can make them conscious, you can be more aware. So a Scorpio solar eclipse is a powerful activation of new awareness around what you're needing and seeking from others, perhaps the types of connections and emotional interactions that you have experienced. We also have with Scorpio going into our own unconscious programming that we weren't even aware we were participating in because it's just how we've always done things. Now, Scorpio is the second water sign. The first water sign is Cancer. Cancer is your emotional world, how you feel and experience energies that initiated from childhood. Cancer is our unconscious early childhood emotional needs. Whether our emotional needs were understood and catered to, whether our emotional needs were addressed, whether we were heard, whether we were understood, whether someone took the time to hug you after a tough day at school, whether someone sat down and asked you, how are you feeling? How are you moving through things with your friendships? You know, it's almost like, how were your early emotional needs understood, respected, and prioritized? Now, why is this important? Because it's exactly this kind of emotional validation or lack thereof that we then take into our interactions with others, which is how we then have been taught to validate our own emotional world, and then how we share that with others in a more intimate way, which is Scorpio. So the energy of Cancer, the first water sign, which is your personal emotional world, directly applies to Scorpio and how you then show up in relationships and connections, and whether there is trust, whether there is a sense of vulnerability, authenticity, and honesty. And also the word that is coming up here that really applies would be safety. How emotionally safe you feel to express yourself with others, to be very open, or whether you have learned or taught to use other ways of expressing yourself that maybe aren't as healthy. So this is where the Scorpio realms go into manipulation, power, control. You know, the ways that we look to have our emotional needs met, but we weren't taught how to do so in a healthy manner. So we've relied on other means that help us feel safe, or the illusion of emotional safety, the sense of this is what I'll do so that I'm not vulnerable, so that they don't see who I really am or what I really need. Scorpio, when Scorpio stands in its power, Scorpio is very clear in how the energy feels and how to express it without attacking. Now, Scorpio, as we know, is represented by the scorpion, which has that sting. So that scorpion sting can be how a lesser evolved Scorpio energy feels powerful. Let me attack you. Let me sting you. Let me get back at you. Let me hurt you or do something painful so that you feel hurt the way I feel hurt. Right? If you've done any kind of relationship work or any types of investigation into all this, you get it. You know that this is how people can conscious or lower expression of Scorpio energies. But as the Scorpio evolutionary process occurs, Scorpio understands, oh, this is why I want to sting someone. This is why I want to hurt another, because I never had anyone there for me when I needed to be heard or comforted. I never had a safe place to cry or be angry or talk about my hurt and my pain. So there can be a desire with Scorpio to protect the pain or to engage in very lower consciousness energies that appear to be safe, that appear to keep one safe. But the Scorpio journey is about ownership and going into your power, as well as understanding the deeper karma that has been created or that can be created through this type of energy exchange. So the Scorpio energy is also looking at those unconscious habits, patterns, reactions that aren't really leading to the desired outcome, or that are hurting connections or destroying relationships, because Scorpio can do that. Scorpio is a very intense energy. And it's about becoming more conscious of what has previously hurt you, or where have you not felt in your power? Where was your power denied to you? Where has your truth been denied? And that at first can be something that you look at other people around, where you look at perhaps a parenting relationship or a sibling or something you experienced in friendships. And you have these examples in your life of how it feels like you weren't in your power. There's also the fears that come up with Scorpio, the fear of being known, the fear of someone seeing maybe how you really feel, the fear of not being viewed as powerful, the fear of being vulnerable. And all these fears can show up in many ways. Of course, I'm talking in general terms, but the Scorpio energy is about facing those fears with a new sense of your own power. And that's what this Scorpio solar eclipse is instigating, having us really dive into our own fears or limitations and where we have felt repressed or held back in some capacity. And perhaps, yes, it is about karma. Perhaps it is about things you've been through, whether it's in this lifetime or other lifetime. Now, this solar eclipse at 2 degrees of Scorpio is energetically connected to the South Node. Now, the South Node will be at 13 degrees of Scorpio, so not conjunct, But as the south node continues to move retrograde, it will be at 2 degrees of Scorpio, the solar eclipse point, next May and June of 2023. So we are beginning a cycle here of understanding more of our power and stepping in to more of our truth that can be very intense, emotional, and cathartic. And the energy officially clears when the south node gets to the same degree point in May, June 2023. And because this is a solar eclipse, so a new moon, there is something rising up within you that you're meant to understand, perhaps about your karma, about your habits or patterns, perhaps even about how you felt like your power was taken away from you or denied, and how you are reclaiming it. So this is a powerful transformational energy that lasts into the middle of next year. And it involves Venus. So it really brings in some more around these relationship themes. And because it's working with the South Node, it's clearing out these deeper soul contracts, these deeper energies that you're like, I'm just done. I'm not going to keep going around and round on this merry-go-round. And what you're looking to tap into with Scorpio is being done on your own terms, or being complete with something, having it be less reactionary or less about someone else, and really fortifying yourself. I am deciding for the best and highest good of my own energy, because it's where I'm in my power. And it has less to do with what anyone else is choosing or deciding or saying. It has less to do with what is happening outside of you. And this is part of the growth of Scorpio, because Scorpio is about how energies merge and come together. We seek deeper connections with others. That's why it is about intimacy, sexuality, vulnerability, really having the courage to let other people know, people close to you, people you trust, people you allow into your own world, allowing them to see, these are my fears. This is where I'm afraid, or this is where I might feel not good enough, or where I haven't had a healthy experience in this part of my life. And so we bring in Venus, and this can bring up financial fears, looking at how you feel powerful or not around finance, what you take in, and then how you spend your money. So there is a very strong financial energy here. And what is interesting as well is that we just talked about how Venus was in her strength in Libra, conjunct the sun in Libra. Again, that happens October 22nd. Then both the sun and Venus enter Scorpio on October 23rd, right before the solar eclipse. And as she moves into Scorpio, Venus in Scorpio is now in her detriment. She terrain of Mars. And so this is where she can have more that triggers her, more that comes out, more that comes up, that she's purging and cleansing as she dives deeper into her relational energies, as she dives deeper into understanding how she's been operating in connections. Now, Venus in Scorpio can be quite bitchy, can be quite difficult, can be quite resistant, and doesn't always want to cooperate or get along. This is a Venus that is being reprogrammed at this time to go into the root of that, the root of what that's about, of what she felt was taken from her. And this is part of Venus in Scorpio, where it could feel like parts of your energy were taken from you as part of a soul lesson or part of your soul's journey experience. And what could feel taken was love, validation, affirmation, who you are in your gifts and in your fullness, understanding what power dynamics were at play, especially when you were younger, understanding perhaps where this Venus in Scorpio has moved through things that she didn't even realize were abusive or traumatic. And that's because of that Scorpio energy going into your psyche, looking at what has been repressed within her, what's been held back, what she hasn't wanted to look at, almost like having repressed memories because the energy was too painful and too hurtful. And again, maybe this was an early experience with a mother, a sister, a friendship. Maybe this is something that has been too much to take on or look at, so it gets pushed away until the point when you realize this is negatively affecting my relationships. I've got to look at this. I've got to reprogram this. I've got to arrive at a new place of loving myself and understanding that I am going to level up and require more from myself. And that is where I'll start to see the changes and shifts in my connections, in my friendships, in my relationships, and my partnerships. So this is a Venus energy signature that's going to need to look at what you're ready to transform in yourself and to go into what has been repressed, hidden, or unconscious, but has played out in relationships. And this is where your courage comes up. This is where understanding more of who you are is important. Scorpio is the energy of not only deep healing, but healing with others. So that means counseling, therapy, psychology, energy work, going into the Akashic records, going into your past lives, doing something with hypnosis or regression therapy. All of these are the realms of Scorpio where we go into more of ourselves that we wouldn't normally tap into, but provides a wealth of understanding. This can also be a beautiful time for new relationships, new connections, new friendships that are based on these higher standards, that are actually based on the healing work you've already done, that are based on what you've already known about yourself, what you've learned through the gifts and beauty of your shadow, what you have really understood through every dark night of the soul that you've encountered. And as I mentioned before on the podcast, I know that many of you have a punch card with your dark nights of the soul, right? Where you've had 9 dark nights of the soul, so the 10th one is free. Well, this solar eclipse could reveal to you more of what you're ready for, but also how far you've come. And with the strong Venus energy, it would be especially related to your transformational self-worth and how you've grown through loving yourself more. Now, remember, Venus in Scorpio has had to do without. She has had to do without something that her heart needs. And that could be, again, a lack of validation, a lack of affirmation, a lack of healthy love, maybe even not feeling emotionally safe to express yourself. But because we're working with our own energy, it's looking at how you can now create that for yourself, how you can step into that power, how you can step into what you know is divinely yours, your divine birthright to claim and embrace, and how this is a solar eclipse cycle that is activating more of what we need at a heart level to feel loved, cherished, respected, and validated. But that comes from you. That's our own responsibility to give that to ourselves first, and then the people in our lives energetically connect with that same frequency. So even though this is about stepping into more of the power in the heart and opening up to your own self-love frequency, you could also experience changes in relationships as part of the Scorpio journey is in blasting away and removing what is no longer healthy, solid, or true for you. Now, Scorpio is about secrets and obsessions and what is hidden and what's behind closed doors, the things we don't see. So I'm going to share with you one of my secret obsessions is my pressure washer. And my pressure washer is so meditative and actually really wonderful to use. But the pressure washer is fixed water, which is Scorpio. Scorpio is fixed water. And so my pressure washer, you better believe I have the cleanest brick pavers this side of the Mississippi. And when that pressure washer is working, it is blasting away mold and debris and dirt and gunk and who knows what. That's the Scorpio energy, where when you are so focused and passionate, again, fixed water, you can blast away, purge, and cleanse anything that is no longer healthy, no longer needed, just taking up space, right? Accumulating between the brick pavers. And we can't have that. We don't need moss growing here. So this is a visualization of how the Scorpio solar eclipse energy can work to help blast away what has been taking up room or space in your self-worth, what has been quietly accumulating in your heart that maybe feels heavy or dark. Maybe it doesn't feel good anymore and you don't even want it there. What has been growing in the dark corners, or what has been limiting you? Part of the Scorpio journey is looking at that, looking at what resides within ourselves that we wouldn't normally see in the light of day, but what we have the ability to powerfully transform or evolve on our own terms. And because that Scorpio energy can accumulate energies from others unconsciously and over a long span of time even, this is where you could have some very clear realizations around no more, permanently over, not doing that ever again. That isn't true for me. That isn't speaking to my heart. That doesn't feel good. That isn't love. And I think we're going to have some redefinitions of what this means, like collectively in the whole energy field of human consciousness, where there is a deep dive into what is not okay. So this means it can bring up more stories of abuse, of trauma, of hurt, of harm. But the desire can be to transform that and move it into a new place where the energies are purer or cleaner. And this is what a pressure washer does. So you're moving through something that needs to be deeply cleaned and at a core level, which can be uncomfortable. And that is Scorpio as well, where there's things that come up that we don't feel powerful around yet. And that could be one way to approach it, is to understand, okay, I'm not feeling powerful around this yet, but I'm going to, or I will. And that's the journey I'm embarking upon. You could feel it within yourself energetically or physically. You could feel it in one of your chakras, maybe your heart chakra. You're feeling a heaviness that it has collected debris or harm, and you're ready to blast it away. You want to clear it off. You don't want to carry that anymore. So you're going to do something that energetically cleanses it, which means you go into how it happened in your energy or what was occurring that you weren't aware of, but now you see it. Now you see it. And that's important too with Scorpio, is that yes, we go into the depths, we go into the underworld and the underbelly and the darkness, and we investigate what's in here, what's going on. I want to use this to understand myself better, to understand what is energetically unfolding. And there you get the answers that you then bring back into the light. And that is the Phoenix rising of Scorpio. And that is also where you have claimed your power. So there is something here that we look at that often involves other people. And again, that's part of the Scorpio energy signature, where energies have been absorbed, accumulated, merged. It's where you've taken on things from others, or how you have been engaging in certain patterns or habits with others. And it's looking at your own energy, perhaps what you did out of survival, what you did to get noticed, or what you thought love was. Now, this Venus in Scorpio, because she's in her detriment, she's actually disconnected from her truer, empowered love state. And that's what she's rising up into in this energy cycle. And this is where you could be making those declarations around what love is for you. This is where you could attract in new forms of love, new partners, new lovers. This is where you could create new friendships, or maybe even reestablish connections with people you've known for a long time, but now you want it to level up, or you're looking for new levels of connections with others, maybe with a sister, a mother, a cousin, you know, people who have been in your world or in your orbit, and you want to reestablish a healthier interaction without the lower Scorpio games. And so this is where energy shift, and this is where perhaps you stop showing up for some connections. You're like, yeah, I'm not going to participate in that. I'm not going to contribute because my energy isn't there. And that's where you notice some empowering shifts, when you're no longer engaging in certain dynamics, or you see a power dynamic or a control game and you're like, yeah, just tap out. I'm tapping out. Not interested. I'm not going to do that with you. I'm not going to jump on that merry-go-round. And then you have someone who's just playing, you know, a game for one. So this is where you establish your new boundaries. And that's also important with every water sign. Every water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, because it can be so flowing and caught up in the moment, you want to establish your own energy boundaries that, of course, go along with your own standards. And this is also where relationships end, friendships fall away, you step away from things, you're no longer participating. So again, big relationship themes here. Big relationship themes around, is this healthy? Is this emotionally safe or emotionally mature? Is this a connection based on our mutual willingness for each person to be in their power? Each person to be powerful and empowered, because we often can have, and I'm getting the image especially of a workplace where there can be very obvious games going on around who's better at this or who's better at that, and there's a lot of comparison. There can also be that desire to, well, I'm going to do better so I get the bonus or I get the raise. So in some of these environments, those power dynamics are part of the built-in experience and what we have learned we have to do. But this is where you could also decide what you're going to participate in. Scorpio wants you to be in your power, in your energy. And how is that working for you? How is that playing out for you? How does that feel? And what Scorpio also can show you is jealousy, envy, comparison, competition, revenge, where you're not happy for someone else's success, where you don't want them to do better than you because you have a perception that there's a lack. So Scorpio can also be connected to our unconscious programming around scarcity, whether that is scarcity in money and finances or scarcity in the workplace, scarcity of recognition, because it starts to engage us in these survival energies of, I've got to do better than that person. I've got to go higher. I've got to earn more. My monthly sales report needs to look better than theirs. Now, yes, this can be motivational at times, and this can be something that feels supportive. But keep in mind, this comes down to psychological mind games as well, which is also Scorpio. So what we're determining with a Scorpio solar eclipse is how we are standing in our power, where we have perceptions of being in our power, being accepted, loved, and recognized for being powerful, whatever that means for you, because it means something different for everyone. It's personal. It's based on your authenticity and on your energy signature. How do you feel empowered to be yourself? Or where does that energy start to go out into others, where you seek power from them, where you seek it from external sources? And that can also be a very illuminating thing to realize. And in fact, you could start to see people who are takers, energy takers, power takers, right? They have this unconscious desire to always like one up you or look at you as their competition. And maybe that is true in healthy environments. Again, now I'm thinking of athletics where there's a marathon and you want to do better than another person, but ultimately you're looking to do your best, but you know you're being compared to others. Then there's the environments or situations where that level of comparison is just how they move through life. It's just how they move through their world. And maybe they've burned a lot of bridges. Maybe they don't have trustworthy friends. Maybe they don't have loyal supporters or people who stand in their corner with them. So they've learned that they have to play psychological mind games or manipulate or whatever may be the case in order to get ahead or to be more powerful. So this can also be cheating, for example. This can also be what is done behind closed doors to sabotage. These are all the lower expressions of Scorpio. But this Scorpio solar eclipse working with Venus after the Venus star point in Libra wants you to step into more power, self-worth, self-love, and to look at anything that's blocking that energy within you, especially within the heart chakra. And there can be a renewal with this energy signature, the rebirth, the reemergence. There, often with Scorpio, there's something that sinks, like a sinking feeling or a disappointment or a letdown. There can be the resentment or, again, something that just doesn't feel good that you have to work through, the tangled knots that you have to untangle. But then ultimately, you reclaim what is powerful for you. You reclaim what supports your energy and take greater responsibility for it. Meaning you understand where you perhaps have unconsciously given your power away, given your energy away, allowed others to have access to your energy. And you realize, I don't consent to that anymore. I don't allow that anymore. No, it's a clear no. And Scorpio connects you with that clear information within your own energy. And then that's how you embark on something new or something different. That's the transformation. So there's a lot built into this energy signature that is wanting us to reconnect to our own unconscious habits, to take responsibility for them, to stand strong in them, and to move forward from that empowered state. And because there's so much Scorpio going on, it's almost like you could have some real clear downloads, some real clear understandings. The other thing that this can show you is where you have been disconnected from your own divinity, where you've been disconnected from your God self, where that was perhaps used against you, or there was something about a power game or control mechanism, whatever it might be. Of course, there's so many ways a story can unfold, but it's looking at how have you been disconnected from your own pure divinity, and what are the next steps to move into that more empowered connection with your energy across all levels of your being, and also how to own it, how to powerfully own it. So we're going to have some big shifts in our heart chakra, some big purging, some big cleansings. You might feel that it's being cleansed, or maybe you've already been working on this, and this solar eclipse is a new start, is a powerful new start for you. Perhaps you're feeling that pressure washer energy or a fire hose to the face, something that is clearing and deeply cleansing you because you just don't need it anymore in your whole energy. So it can be an emotionally charged time. So of course, take responsibility for how that shows up for you and to be aware of what you're moving through. Scorpio also needs privacy. So there could be energies here where you just want to be left alone to move through something, to heal something, to understand it, or even to firm up how it feels powerful for you. If you've already been doing this work, you're aware of it, you're already owning it, then this can be a solar eclipse that supports the new starts, that supports this energy cycle for you, where you're standing in your power like never before. You've closed out the karma. You're done with certain soul contracts. You're aware of what you were learning, of how you were showing up, and now you're requiring more for yourself because now you have higher standards for yourself and a new level of self-love that validates what you're worthy of. And so this can be a beautiful new cycle that demonstrates for you how the universe is supporting that, that brings in new people who match that frequency, that brings in new ways that you feel validated and emotionally understood because of what you're now claiming. So again, you want to look at where 2 degrees of Scorpio is in your natal chart, whichever house it's in. And that is where this solar eclipse energy is working with you. It's also where the Venus star point energies can be showing up. And remember, Venus is full in October 2022. And so similar to a full moon, a full Venus illuminates, reveals, is shining brightly with new understandings around these Libra and Scorpio themes. So it's really a lot when we unpack it and go into these specifics. But I guess to be concise and to make a final statement here, we are reprogramming our relationships, our self-love at a very deep level of our being. We are understanding more of what we need, of how we want to interact and exchange. We are closing out significant patterns and cycles that are done, that are karmically complete. And we are understanding that we are ready to step more into the fullness of our hearts, the fullness of an empowered being who understands that you are the creator of your life. And you get to decide how you create every area of your life. So what do you want to create from your heart that is loving, that is kind, that is true for you, that is safe for you, and that is very healthy for what your energy needs? So yes, a lot going on here, and we will keep discussing it in the Wednesday shows where I do the weekly energies. And I hope this has given you some good things to look at in your own life, in your own world, as well as to recognize how far you've come, what you've already transformed and healed, and also how to then move forward at this new state of your own being. So as always, thank you so much for joining me. Those of you who are in my 2022 Soul Growth Astrology Program, you may want to sign back in to look at what is happening for you in these eclipses. We have a specific webinar talking about these eclipses, and maybe it's time to revisit that. And also keep in mind that I now have the 2023 program available for you that discusses the 4 eclipses of 2023. We have one more in Scorpio, and then we also will have one more in Taurus in 2023. So I hope those give you some good directions and things to look at this time. I'll be back with another podcast every Monday and Wednesday. And please check out my YouTube channel where I also share with you more about the Scorpio solar eclipse chart. Thank you so much for joining me. You can reach me or find me over at mollymccord.online. And I'm wishing you a beautiful Scorpio solar eclipse cycle.